This is a business that you build for yourself, not by yourself. And I tell you what, that's our biggest asset.
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
First of all, Tom, this looks incredible. You got an opportunity today, and again, it's fun because we've got the studio here, and everybody that's here today, you get this live, and then I know we're streaming really all over North America, and really probably broader than that. Thousands and thousands of individuals today are getting an opportunity to get a taste of this, and I'm excited to be here. It's incredible what we see today happening. We've now launched into a new year, 2016, and I'm going to share some things with you that'll put your sights in line with. We are having another great year. How many very first time individuals do we have here today? First time to a meeting like this. All right, so great. So I would tell you that I've been around World Financial Group for the last 6 years. As I celebrate my wedding anniversary this month, I also celebrate my anniversary in this business. So I've been in the business for 31 years. Started with Minnesota Mutual, Minnesota Life today as we know it. And I spent 10 years with them, and then I became very affiliated with Transamerica during my time with Minnesota Mutual back then, but have been around Transamerica's system for over 20 years. So I want to talk a little bit about our numbers, but I want to talk first of all about the power that's behind this movement. Because over the last 5 years, I tell you one thing I had the privilege of doing is coming to an organization that gave me a whole fresh perspective of why we're in this industry, or why you may be looking at this industry, or how important this industry is to people that are looking for a direction in knowledge and education around financial matters, understanding money, understanding how to protect money, understanding how taxes work, understanding how important insurance could be, and again, bringing together what we've done over the last 5 years. We have set a pace in the industry, really in North America, that has outpaced the industry 4 to 5 times in every major category that a financial service company could be measured. Pretty impressive when you look back really over the last 10 years, and there's been a lot of turmoil, right? When you say there's a lot of things still today going on that make it very difficult for companies to perform, people to keep trust in something that is very important. So again, I hope today to give you a little bit of insight on, and I want to make sure that clock starts so we keep time. I'm either out of time or they haven't started it yet. But again, I want to take some time and go through some information that I want to, one, give you some vision of where we're going as an organization and give you a little bit of certainty of the power behind this organization. And then I'll share some numbers that I think will give you some insight about what we're talking about as an organization. A lot of it has been mentioned. I think Tom did a great job. Guillermo did a fantastic job of talking about some things that, again, 5 years ago I looked at, and I look in the back of the room, Trevor Jensen's sitting in here. So go back 5 years, 6 years ago, and after being in the industry all those years, my very first business meeting that I went to was at his office. And I was invited in by the leader of one of the main leaders of Transamerica, a guy by the name of Tim Stonehocker, so some of you know Tim, invited me to come in and see what WFG was all about. So I walked in, sat in a business meeting, and I was blown away. Because I had also spent years around Transamerica, and I knew a little bit about WFG, World Financial Group. Obviously, not a lot, but enough to be dangerous. I had some assumptions that really were brought to light that night that I really didn't understand exactly how powerful this organization was. So it was then, with Trevor being here, it kind of reminded me that I looked at, having the opportunity to come in and run World Financial Group for Transamerica. But it all started that night. And the thing it did is it gave me almost a breath of fresh air of redeveloping a thought process in my mind about really how important our work is and how much my industry, when I looked at it, because I really call it my industry, had really done some things to jeopardize that, compromise it. It became more about commissions. It became more about products that were sold for other reasons, maybe not the intent to help somebody, but the intent to maybe do something to generate a form of compensation. Not that there was anything that maybe didn't come out of that, but it was, in my opinion, done for the wrong reasons. And I watched seriously for years go through a period of time where we just about jeopardized the entire industry. There was some times in the late 80s and 90s where there were points in time where we did jeopardize certain products, certain things that really compromised how we do business. And again, it was this awakening when I got involved with World Financial Group that reminded me, wow, this is why these products were built. This is the reason why individuals need to have an opportunity to sit down with somebody and have access to information that not everybody is capable of getting themselves in front of. One thing I found very quickly is how advanced the expertise of the leadership that was sitting around. Number two, and what they were exposing really middle-class Americans, North Americans to. And I would say today, what it's evolved to is really bringing Wall Street to Main Street. Our systems, Tom talked about technology, our systems today are every bit as good that when you look at as far as the ability. If you look at Transamerica Financial Advisors, there's a platform called TFA1. That's one of the most sophisticated, high-level asset management programs in the industry. That system will rival any other major system in some of the biggest names in the business. And you know what? We've designed it where every walk of life can come in and you can deposit $2 million, $10 million, $20 million, but you can also deposit $25,000. It's pretty incredible. How many firms do you know that are these kind of capabilities and the brand that we have that are really interested in dealing with people that have $25,000 today? It's embarrassing for me to stand up here and say, not a lot of them. There's a lot of firms that won't even invite you in. You've seen that, right? So again, you think about this organization and what we have today. And what I like about where we're going with Transamerica is it's really remodeling itself today. And you know what? It hasn't been easy. We've gone through some things over the last 2 years that have been very difficult. Some of you that have been around have seen that. But you know what? We're very focused on one thing. We're going to make sure we protect the brand, and we are going to make sure that we think about the consumer, the customer, because that's first with us. The customer experience is one of the things we're focusing on the most right now. And you know what? The byproduct of that is your foundation, your platform is going to get stronger and stronger because we're going to focus on the things that we're really good at. The things that we know that we can be a leader with when it comes to pensions, retirements, certain types of insurance. And we're going to work with associates and advisors that are committed to doing the things that we want them to do the right way. And that also have a very entrepreneurial spirit about them. Because, you know, today, I walk into this room today, and again, I'm a guest here. You know, this organization has put all this on. This is small business today. It's really not even small business. It's big business today on an entrepreneurial platform that people have been able to come in. Guillermo talked about a business within a business. Your ability today to come in and build a very substantial, sustainable business today with this platform is as great as it's ever been. And you don't see that a lot today in business opportunities. I would tell you, to me, it might be one of the best businesses in North America today when you look at your initial investment. But let me tell you something. You pour a little heart and soul into this team. You get serious about this thing. You become educated. You surround yourself with the right kind of individuals. You can really go out and change a family's life in a way that you can't do with any other business. Trust me when I say that. So when you're sitting here, what we're really focused on is we've got this strength behind us in Transamerica that really gives us a leading edge, and we're going to continue to maximize that. And it doesn't just stop there. Transamerica, when I talk about Transamerica, I also talk about the company that Aegon, that bought Transamerica. That's the over $500 billion organization. that really holds is our holding company for Transamerica. But really, when you think about the companies that we're aligned with, that's really key because, again, sorry, I have a little bit of a hay fever going on, but what I want to make sure is I also have the privilege of on a very regular basis sitting down with companies that really want to be in here doing business with our advisors. And you know what? We're very, very selective. We're going to make sure that we're aligned with somebody that gives us a partnership in order to do the things that we want to do as an organization because we are unique. We are unique the way we do business. We are unique the way we approach business. And companies have to be adaptive on how they interact with us as an organization and our advisors. So we don't really take anything for granted, but at the same time, these companies that you look at today who are really who's who of financial services today are very, very excited about doing business with WFG. Trust me when I say that. And there's others that would line up 10 deep that would love to be in business with us as well, but we're going to do things the right way. And when we need more relationships, I guarantee you we're going to have them. So again, this is just a little testament to who we do business with. Let's talk a little bit about the growth. Because again, I want to talk about the future. The nice thing about where we're at today is we talk about the future. Everything you're going to hear today is about the future. How many meetings have you gone to in this industry where all they do is talk about the past? How many meetings have you gone into in this industry where they talk about their business being flat? Look at our run rate when you look back. I'm going to just flip back to 2012. Again, I'm going to let you know that right now today, we're on a pretty good pace in 16. Now, when we talk about recruiting growth of over 280,000 individuals, let me put that into terms for you. Because again, I wish there was some different word we use there. Maybe we come up with something different. But the reality is that's over 200,000 families that had a chance to sit down with an advisor to do some very serious education and planning about where they need to go financially to become better off tomorrow. Better tomorrow than they were today. That's a lot of people, but it's also a lot of families, it's a lot of businesses, and it's also not even scratching the surface. So what we're going is, again, is when we get people to a chance to sit down, Tom mentioned that about disturbing, right? I'll end the day by three things that I told somebody last night about what I think from where I come as being a student of this business and this system, the three things that I think are very important if you look at this from a business perspective. But I will let you know that that's what that number indicates to me. So when we look at 2020, which is our big strategy and where our vision is going, we're going to be touching over 1 million families' lives every year in some of the best planning opportunities that you've ever will see, with some of the best companies behind you, with some of the solid strategies that you can really help somebody literally that has a $25,000 net worth or lower, all the way up to somebody that has a $50 or $100, $500 million net worth. Seriously, we can handle that. And we've proven that. So where we're going with this is look at what we're seeing in this growth that we talk about. That's kind of where our vision is as we move forward. This year, that number's well up over 12% year to date. Our life license, we talk about people. Tom mentioned licenses. I mean, securities licenses are very important. We're very, very aligned with our broker-dealer. But this is getting people licensed in this business. To me, that's our reach. The more people that we can get aligned in this business, the more people we can help. The more people we help, the better off we are as an organization, and the better off that the world is because people become financially educated. And they have an opportunity to not only look at the best business, in my opinion, in North America, they get exposed to some opportunity to make some decisions that can really help themselves. So when you think about where we're going, we're looking at being over 300,000 strong by 2020. That's a very large organization that can really get out there with a pretty large reach. Points we talk about, really that's our ability to look at what we deliver in the way of the products. I talked about this early on. The nice thing that was refreshing to me, it's almost like an afterthought. I've watched by the time an individual sits down with one of our advisors, they learn a lot about themselves, they learn about money, they learn about things that they should know about protecting, educating, saving more money, knowing how taxes work, long before we ever start talking about products. But when we touch products, I'd just like you to know where we're going for 2020. By the 2020, we'll be over 300 million points, which when you look at that, I'll show you what that equates to revenue and commissions, but I'll let you know that that's one of the biggest field force efforts in the industry today. We don't see a lot of that. I really oversee three other divisions for Transamerica. I don't see this kind of growth in them. Those are those conversations where I sit in and you see things that are relatively flat or down. Again, there's some reason for that, and I'll touch on that in just a moment. Here's the part that Tom mentioned. You had the example that he used of individuals that have come into this business, even on a part-time basis, and made a difference. And let me tell you something. It took me a while to get my arms around that one. If you can imagine me coming in from the industry, how could I comprehend? I'm looking at Darren in the back of the room, and he sat down with me and goes, Joe, is it hard for you to comprehend that we would bring an individual in here that would, on a part-time basis, get into the business? And that could be a doctor, a lawyer, accountant, a mom. That could be a cab driver. That could be a bus driver. Somebody that really wanted to make a difference in their life. Get them into the business. Get them educated. Get them trained. Get them licensed. And launch them into a business. I thought, there's no way in the world that can happen. And the reality is, this organization proved that that is the most efficient way to bring the right people into the business in a way that this is the result of that. So when you think about this as an organization, that was part of that that really came into play. Today we have well in excess of 46 individuals in North America that make north of $1 million a year. I tell a story about a guy that worked part-time for IBM that was making $1 million a year part-time the last 7 years that he worked for IBM before he came full-time with us. Pretty impressive, huh? Doing some great things for families that only he could do. Because the reality, it's not whether you're part-time or full-time, and really, every one of our advisors at a certain point, almost every one of them will become full-time. But to get started and get yourself into a business, again, there's some keys there that this organization is manufactured in a way that the industry, and more important, let me say something, the regulators have gotten comfortable with. In fact, they look at the model a lot of the times to see really and manufacture information around that there is really no difference in the exposure that an advisor might bring to an organization. So I would just let you know that we're very proud about that. We're also very proud about, you know, you're going to have a chance to hear from Kim later. We're very, very bullish on our female advisors. I would tell you that really that is one of our biggest assets. We're a very diverse organization. If you look around WFG today in North America, we have one of the most diverse field leadership in the industry. And women in our industry, historically, there's been a few, right? You look at organizations, but I would tell you, when you look at WFG top to bottom, that's one of our strongest assets. I would say we've got, pound for pound, we've got some of the most advanced advisors, female advisors in the industry, getting some of the results that really are second to none. I'm even almost sad to say that this last year, we had a consolidation with our broker-dealer, and we had a little bit of a process we had to go through. So for 1 year, we're not going to be able to utilize that status. But our broker-dealer has always been number one in female advisors. And even by the acquisition that we've gone through with the broker-dealer, because we sold part of our broker-dealer, another part of our organization, we still technically have that ranking today. And we'll resume that ranking next year. I'm very sure of that. So a little bit about us as an organization. In closing, I just want to mention one thing. The three things that I was asked last night about, really, what does it take to be effective in this business? The one thing I mentioned is you got to be coachable. You got to be open to allowing our leaders that have 20, 30, some 40 years of experience in the industry, you've got a real opportunity to be a sponge. And when I think about if you're coachable and you're able to really put some heart and soul into a business opportunity, that's really the one, that's the one thing I would tell you, that if you're there, you're in the right place. But coachable is long-term, right? You know, you're always going to be in a position where you've got to be in a position where you've got a team of people that really support your efforts every day. This is a business that you build for yourself, not by yourself. And I tell you what, that's our biggest asset, one of them. Again, it's that ability. The second thing is you've got to be in a position to disturb somebody. Look, we're not going to get out of this financial hole until people take financial responsibility for themselves and get themselves out of it. At the end of the day, people need to save more money. People need to protect themselves. People need to be in a position that they've got a desire to become financially independent on their own. Because if you're waiting for a big business to do it or the government to do it, I don't need to tell you what's going to happen. And then the final thing that you need to do is be able to move people and persuade them into doing things that are good for them with the services that we provide and the business opportunity that we make available. Because reality is you've got to move people into that process, right? Because if you don't, you're not going to help anybody. You have to have a relentless commitment to making sure that you expose this opportunity to as many people as you can. Worst case scenario, they're going to get one of the best financial educations they ever have gotten, in my opinion. And the reality is they're going to be exposed to doing business with some of the greatest companies in financial services today with strategies that we know are proven. In closing, I will leave you with this. This picture is always something that I've used in different audiences. But one of the things that I refer back to is we are very committed to helping families. We're one of the organizations every year that stand up. We run ads sometimes in Time or Fortune or subscriptions where we go out publicly to say we're going to help 500,000 families. We do things because we're committed, because we know if families are taken care of, then everything else really adds up for us to continue our growth. And I refer to this picture a lot because I've used this in examples with companies, and I've asked them to, give me some mindset or thoughts about what this picture really means to them. And a lot of times they'll come up with things that to sell, right? Like a car seat or life insurance or retirement plan or pacifier or diaper, all these things that come up, right? And people are always trying to what? Sell something, right? Don't you feel like that's really the mission of a lot of companies? Well, I would tell you what this means to WFG is, again, when I think about moms, let's talk about moms for a minute. What do you think the number one thing that a mom really wants? Right? Time. Time with family, time with children, time with husband, whatever, right? Time. And what I think about when I think about WFG is there's one thing is we will give you some time. If you commit to this business, you'll have plenty of time to do the things that you need to do. And you can work yourself into a business financially that allows you to prioritize the things that are important. That's what WFG can do for you. They can give you the time of really of the quality time that you want to spend on the important things. And at the same time, have an opportunity in a business that significantly can change your life and also give you a business format that really is something that you can really do something for yourself in creating a legacy for you and your family. That's what we do. It's a form of giving back, something that I think could really make a difference. So, I would say that the rest of the day, you're going to have a chance to hear from some of our greatest field leaders and people that have at one time sat where you're sitting today and have really given some insight, made some commitments to this opportunity. And all I could tell you is take a look at it. Don't be one that looks back a year from now or 5 years from now thinking that you missed this, because the reality is this WFG Transamerica train is running pretty fast. We're going some places that we never dreamed we would go. We will make history, and the reality is we'd love for you to be part of it. We'd love for you to do something for yourself that really puts in perspective that you can either work for somebody and help them make their dreams come true, as Tom said, build their fortune, or you can do it for yourself. Thanks and have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.